Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Danny, only on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the show. Today is Tuesday, November 6th, and today's election day, and everybody's out voting and everything.
Yeah,
and
I think people even took work off.
Yeah, some people do. I guess many states allow you like a couple hours or something to take off and pay from work. Some countries make it like a national holiday. You know? Like nobody works.
Yeah, I mean, that should be how it's like.
Right.
It's a big deal.
To make sure everybody goes. But then it shuts down the economy, you know? I mean, what do you do?
I mean, the economy can survive off one day.
Yeah, maybe.
Oh, maybe
right?
not certain places, though.
Yeah.
Like food places need to be open.
Right.
You know?
Well, they would be, I'm sure. Not everybody would close.
Right.
You know, but the people that could, I suppose, would. But at any rate, yeah, everybody's out there. Yeah, go vote until you vote against who they want.
Yeah, and then the conversation at dinner gets unpleasant. It's like, oh, God, here we go.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, it creates even differences in families, you know. And
right.
Stuff. People don't talk to each other.
Right.
Shit like that, you know. Mm-hmm. I mean, what the fuck, you know.
Right.
Family comes first, I think, you know. But some people are very passionate about their politics, so there you go, you know. So we were supposed to have a bunch of guests today, a whole group of three or four people. Not even one of them showed up. And I'm extremely pissed off, as I usually am when guests forget to come and they don't tell us. And I have no, there's no excuse, no reason for that, you know.
Yeah, I'm going to have to say
you're
there
a fucking
none.
Adult. You have to remember, put your write down your shit, whatever you have to do.
Right.
But you don't do this. So every time this happens, I lose some respect for people, you know?
I mean, it's just simple. But yeah. I mean, sometimes you do. Like, there's been times where I'm like, oh, shit, I forgot. Like, I forgot to do this.
Right.
But most of the time, if it's important to me, I don't forget.
Right. But these were like three people that I talked to.
And not
and not one,
one
of them remembered.
Yeah, that's crazy. That's wild. That's a big fuck
man.
You.
Yeah, you invite people to the show. You keep space open for them, and then they forgot.
Exactly.
So fuck it. Anyway, so we didn't prepare much of a show, but as usual, we always go through the time pretty fast, so that's cool.
Mm-hmm.
Did you see the People magazine's Sexiest Man Alive?
No, who is it?
Idris Elba.
Oh, yeah. He's a good-looking man, yeah. He's a good actor, too.
Yeah. What did I see him in?
Takers. The Mountain Between Us.
They say he was in Thor.
He was in Thor, yep. Yeah. Mm-hmm. He's in the Avengers movies. He actually just got killed in the new one. Sorry.
Oh, really?
Spoiler alert.
Oh, okay.
What else? He was up to be the new James Bond.
Right.
And then people were like, we don't want a black guy. That's basically what happened.
Well, I don't think it's we don't want to.
He
would have
killed it.
Wanted.
He would have killed it as a new James.
Probably,
Bond.
yeah.
Supposedly,
is he British?
Yeah.
Oh, he is British.
Yep.
Okay.
Supposedly the new James Bond is going to be Tom Hardy, which I can't complain about because he's the sexiest man on the planet.
Really?
Yes.
Okay. Has he been on People magazine's cover?
I don't know.
No.
Probably not. No. He's got like a ruggedy, like dirty kind of look.
Right.
Yeah, Albus is just like. A beautiful chocolate
the
man.
James Bonds now are nothing like what they were in the beginning, you know.
No, they were like pretty boys.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like Pierce Brosnan, come on now.
Yeah.
Can't
well,
get prettier than that.
He's one of the later ones, you know, but I'm thinking Sean Connery and Roger Moore, the earlier ones.
No clue. No.
You don't know who the original ones
I didn't ever watch the originals.
Do you like James Bond at all?
I like it if it's like I like those type of movies, but I haven't watched any of the new ones because I hate Daniel Craig.
I know. I don't hate him, but I don't think he's a good James Bond.
I don't think he's a good James Bond, and I don't find him attractive.
Mm.
So it's like I don't want to see your multiple sex scenes with all the women in. Like it's just not. I'm not excited to go see you play James Bond. Now, if it's Tom Hardy, I'm gonna go and watch every single fucking frame by frame you're in.
No, I mean, look, the first one, Sean Connery, is the one that introduced James Bond, so everybody still associates it with him.
I mean, the name sounds familiar.
You know Sean Connery.
I'm just going to Google it.
Yeah, come on, look up. He's very old now, but he's still around.
How do you spell it?
Sean is S-E-A-N.
Well, I know that part.
Well, there's a lot of different spellings for Sean.
Yeah, I know.
C-O-N-N-E-R-Y.
Okay.
Connery.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
You know him.
Yeah.
He's been in a million movies.
Yeah, he's been in so many movies.
Yeah.
So many movies.
Exactly. So he was the original James Bond, and he was very handsome. It was appropriate for the time in the 60s. There was a lot of tension with the Russians and stuff, the Soviets. So
Right. All
the stories were based around that, you know.
Right.
People stealing other people's stuff and all that, but... Yeah, they made over, I think, 25 movies already. That's a lot of them.
Yeah, that's crazy.
And then after him was Roger Moore, who you don't remember.
That name doesn't even sound familiar.
Really?
Like Sean Connery, I know that I've heard.
Look up Roger Moore real quick. You got to have seen him, man. Let's he was in about five James Bond movies in the 70s, 80s. But...
Not a clue. No. Not a clue, but it's so crazy how people age.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
Right?
That they scares the completely. Shit out of me.
Yeah.
Like it doesn't even look like the same human being.
Right.
I'm like, who is that?
I know.
Except for Clint Eastwood. Dude Aging has looked the sucks. Same his whole life. Literally has looked the same his whole life.
Yeah, but he's still old.
Isn't he 90?
Is he?
I think he... Hold on.
Okay, well, he's pretty... No, I don't think he's 90.
Let's see.
Well, maybe he is. Oh, no. It's possible. But I don't
88.
Think so.
88.
Wow.
Damn.
You're pretty close.
88 years old, still producing, like, on set. He just had a new movie come out.
Yeah.
I'm like, wow, dude, 88? What fountain are you drinking out of? We all need to go to that fountain.
That's true, right?
Yeah. His son looks just like him. It's really? Uncanny.
Really?
Like his twin.
Because I think I saw a picture of him the other day and I couldn't believe
Type in Google Scott Eastwood.
Okay, Scott Eastwood?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. How old is he, Scott Eastwood?
He's 32 years old.
Really? So he had him later in life?
Mm-hmm. No, earlier. No, later.
Yeah, later.
Right, because they're 50 years apart.
Right. They're 50 years apart.
Mm-hmm.
So he's
more than 50.
Yeah. Let's see. He was born in 86. So he's
2 years older than me, yeah.
He's 32.
Mm-hmm.
And his dad is 88.
Are you looking at his pictures?
Yeah, I look at one, but...
No, go to images.
Yeah, he does. Wow.
Twins.
Yeah.
Like twins.
Wow. Must be pretty cool to be Clint Eastwood's son.
Well, he's an actor, but he's not on Clint's level at all, which kind of sucks, but at least you're in the business.
Yeah,
you know, at least you got something. His movies that he's done of like me and my sister watched a movie that he was in about like stealing cars,
mm-hmm.
and the acting was unbelievably bad.
Really?
Like we were like, I can't believe we just watched this.
Really? So he wasn't in any famous movies or anything, right?
Scott Eastwood?
Yeah.
Like he's been in a Nicholas Sparks movie, The Longest Ride, I believe.
Mm.
That was cute. The acting was okay.
Yeah.
But he hasn't been in anything where you would be like, I can't wait to see it again.
Yeah,
like, he hasn't been in an amazing movie.
Mm.
I know he's filming a movie right now. I don't know what it's for, though.
Yeah. So I finished John Wick 2. And,
Did you like it better than the first?
I thought it was the same.
Definitely not.
Just what I expected. More of the same, you know?
But it's awesome.
Okay, well, whatever. It's got some nice... It felt like a video game, you know, where he goes and he shoots everybody like almost, not almost, but choreographed. And he kills like a million people and nothing happens to him.
I wish I knew how to kill people like that.
But you said he was isn't he a comic book character or something?
John Wick?
Yeah, no?
I don't think so.
Really?
Yeah, hold on.
So where did it come from?
Probably just somebody that was like, this is going to be a
badass
movie.
Looked like almost like a comic book movie, you know? He was just killing one after another. Everything's choreographed. And it's funny how he gets to do similar roles in his movies.
No, I mean, people made comic books after the movie.
Oh, okay.
Like, the comic books are of Keanu Reeves, but it's not based off of...
No.
A comic book. I think that was just somebody who wrote a script and was like, this movie's going to be badass.
Okay. All right, I can accept that. And then I started watching Tomb Raider. Have you seen that one?
Yeah, that was pretty good. Actually.
Yeah, it's not bad, right?
Yeah, there's definitely
nice adventures.
You can tell there's going to be a sequel.
Oh yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. You know that one's based on a video game, right?
Mm.
Tomb Raider.
Well, the original was with Angelina Jolie.
Right, yeah. But it was based on the video game. Mm-hmm. There's been a video game for a long time. They keep remaking it all the time.
I think the girl playing the new Tomb Raider is really beautiful.
Yeah, she is. What's her name? Do
I
you
don't know?
Know.
I'll tell you right
it's
now.
Like
though.
I keep forgetting though.
I know.
She was in
Same.
Another movie I saw the other day.
Yeah, she's been in a bunch of stuff.
Right. Yeah.
But I just never know her name.
I know it's kind of
Alicia Vikander.
Yeah.
She's playing Lara Croft. She's very cute.
Vikander?
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Alicia Vikander.
Mm-hmm.
We'll have to remember
I will
that.
Never remember that.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, it's like...
But, yeah, so she's British too, I guess, you know?
I feel like a lot of Hollywood is people from Canada or from, like, London or
from England, yeah, right. No, definitely, you know? And but the stories, I guess it takes place in England and stuff, so... Or that's where she's from, mm-hmm. and her dad is a rich man, or was. And
how far did you get?
How far did I get? Probably like third way through or something, you know.
So you know that her dad is not dead?
Well, I can imagine he's not. Thanks for spoiling it. But,
you're welcome.
But I figured he probably wouldn't be.
I mean, those
know?
Movies are so predictable.
Yeah, you know.
Like, I knew from the beginning, I was like, her dad's not dead.
Yeah.
Like. Maybe like 20 minutes in. I was like, she's going to reunite with her dad, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah. Well, you don't have to give it all away.
No.
I haven't finished it
But
yet.
It's pretty good. Like, I don't regret watching it, but I wouldn't watch it again, if that makes sense.
Yeah. Well, most movies I don't think I would watch again, but...
Any good movie, I would watch again.
But it's an action movie, you know? I mean,
but John Wick, I've literally seen 20 times. Equalizer, 20 times. So certain action movies I'd definitely watch again. This one, no.
Mm.
Like if it's on TV, I'm skipping to the next.
Okay.
But it's not a bad movie. I'm just like, I can't do it again.
Yeah. Some people didn't like it. I don't know. But I like that kind of adventure. It's like Indiana Jones and all that stuff.
The only thing, the reason why people didn't like it is they're comparing it to when Angelina was Lara Croft. And like, it's like you really can't. Top that.
Yeah, it's a different kind of movie, really.
Yeah.
They made it different.
See, that's the thing about Hollywood now. I feel like they're doing so many remakes, they're not coming up with anything new.
Right.
Like, they're just remaking everything. Like, they're remaking Clueless.
Because it's reliable, you know? It's predictable. They know they can expect a certain amount of money if they go based on something that was successful already.
Have you seen Clueless?
A long time ago.
They're remaking it.
Really?
Like, how do you remake a classic like that? Leave it alone.
Yeah.
Like... There's no
That's
need.
That's true, right?
Yeah. And that movie was made in, what, the 80s?
Yeah.
Because I was a kid.
Right.
So it's like, how are you going to make that for the 2000 generations? Because their outfits back in the day were, like, completely different.
So they'll make it for today, you know? I mean,
and it's going to suck.
You don't know. What if they put some good actresses that you like?
I mean, maybe if it's like straight to Netflix movie.
Mm.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Excuse
so there's.
Me.
Did you see the pictures of this object in space?
No.
And they're saying that it may have been an alien probe.
What does that mean? What does that mean? What's an alien? What the fuck is an alien probe?
Like, came from another world.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And a probe is when you send a rocket to explore things and stuff like that.
So, I mean, I've been saying this. Like, if there's life on Earth, there's life on other planets. And they're probably doing the same shit we are.
No.
Let's
no,
go to Earth.
There's no life on other planets. Not like this.
You don't know that.
Not life like
There's no proof of that.
There's no proof that there is.
Yeah, but there's no proof that there isn't.
Right. So we're on the fence.
Yeah.
All right.
I mean, they might not look like us.
Right. But let's say this. Let's say that there are. And they're a million light years away from us. We'll never see them. We'll never. Does it really matter if there's aliens? I mean, we'll never know. We'll never see them.
It's so crazy that the planets are so far apart.
Right.
You know.
Yeah.
And it's so weird to me that people would choose a life where they're an astronaut. Like all the power to you, people. But
you wouldn't
like,
want to go into space.
Absolutely not. Absolutely. Why would I want to like not be here in this moment? Why would I ever want to look out of a window? How do you not go crazy?
Right. Well, They go through a lot of training, as you can imagine.
No, I get that, but like, how are you happy?
Right. Well, look, I mean, it's a big deal to explore space. Come on.
Right.
You know, maybe it's not for you, but for some people, it's like the ultimate.
No, I think it's incredible what they're doing. God bless them for like figuring shit out for us. I don't.
Think about it. If you could do something that only very few people on Earth could do, you probably would do it.
No.
Okay. Well, you're
because I'd be like, why only a few people want to do it? What's the downside? That's how I.
No, it's because you can't. You have to be very trained, and you know, there's not that many flights into space.
Yeah, no, definitely
not. But there's a lot of astronauts. You know, not all of them necessarily go to, you know, or spend too much in space. But
right,
you know, there's a lot of people that are astronauts. But, yeah, they haven't done a lot with space lately. I don't know.
No.
Not manned stuff.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. They're trying to do, like, the self-flying.
Yeah,
like the one
that to Mars and all that stuff.
Right.
Yeah. Fuck, man, the things we're able to do, you know? Just think about it, you know? A few thousand years ago, all people could do is just gather and hunt, you know?
Mm-hmm. And there wasn't even planes back then.
Yeah. No planes, no nothing. Just your immediate surrounding, pretty much.
Right.
Yeah. So, yeah. Yeah. So, you know, I'm kind of like, I put an ad out to see if I can find any co-hosts in the new place mm-hmm. I'm moving to.
Right.
Because then I can keep my show alive, you know?
How many people responded?
You know, like when I put an ad here, I got like 100 or something.
Right.
There I get 3.
Oh, God.
Over a period of 2 weeks so far.
Oh, my God.
So, no, I mean, I just kind of like, look, I know, and it's not even from that town. It's like from places like half an hour away, people living there, you know, because.
Wow.
Yeah, look, it's a really small place. It's more like a retirement place. Where are you going to find radio hosts?
But maybe you can find like another like guy that's like. You know?
Yeah, maybe I'll find a guy or something. One thing we won't be able to do is have studio guests because who are you going to bring? You're not in L.A., you know?
Right.
There's nobody there. But we'll take, like, phone guests and stuff. I'm just still thinking because I don't know that I'm ready to sort of, like, ride into the sunset, you know?
What do you mean? Like, give up the show?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you're not old.
No, it's not about being old. It's about changing your life or your lifestyle and
stuff.
But,
I mean, you are changing your life. You understand
I am.
Like, you might be doing, you might just be talking for an hour by yourself at the end of the day. Like if you only got 3 responses, you don't even know if those 3 people would be good.
Right. That's what I'm saying. Well, if none of them are, I'm not going to do a show.
Right.
I can't do a show by myself. Some people can, but not my kind of show, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll see.
I wouldn't do a show by myself.
No, it's never. Hard. But some people can because they have so much to say, you know.
I mean, who wants to listen to just one person for an hour?
Yeah, well, look, a lot of people are like that. Most radio shows are one person.
I know, it's horrible. No, shout out to y'all, but like, I wouldn't want to listen to someone for an hour. Right. I think it's good when people bounce off each other.
Right, for sure.
And then you're like, look at these idiots.
Yeah, because when it's just one person, it's kind of like they're preaching, you know?
Mm-hmm. Just their opinions.
Right.
And no opinions of others, except, of course, when they have a guest. But like, how often? Not everyone can have a guest every single day.
Right. So
but not everybody is doing a show every day, right?
Yeah.
Like, a lot of
people. No, here are all weekly shows here.
Yeah, like 1 week. Like once a week.
Once a week, yeah. Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So they have a lot of things to say, but most people do shows with someone else, I think.
Right.
Well, at least here, but on traditional radio, it used to be just one person, you know. It's only, I think, more recent that they started having 2 or 3 people on a radio show. You know? I mean, recent, I mean 40 years, 50 years, you know, not like back in the old days, like I really knew. So, yeah, I'm going to, so I want to go out and vote. I know the lines are going to be huge.
Yeah. Are you going to go right after this?
I hate lines, yeah. Yeah, I'm going to go this afternoon and see. I'm trying to think what the best time to go is, but I don't think there is one, you know, unless you go at night, maybe.
Maybe right like after. Yeah, like right before they close. But then everyone might have that same exact mentality as well. So it's like, I don't know.
Right, exactly. And then you think, okay, I won't go during lunch hour, so everybody's going to do the same thing.
Right.
Yeah. So this is funny. Do you know who Bill Gates is? The head of Microsoft, the creator of modern computing. So he was doing a speech in China
uh-huh.
and held a and he held a jar of poop of human feces to show. I mean, I don't know why he needed that prop, but he was talking about the future of toilets, making them without water, you know, so water doesn't get wasted and stuff. But it's pretty gross, man. It's a clear jar of shit.
That's disgusting.
Right?
And what's the point?
I mean, yeah, why you have to show me this when you're talking about toilets? I can understand what you're talking about.
And whose poop is it? His own?
I don't know.
Like, I want to know. Now I want to know.
I know. I don't know whose poop it is, man, but it's gross. Very gross. Yeah, so what's going on? Are you, like, over that asshole? You're not?
No, I'm actually sad today.
Why?
I don't know. I just
you still
sad.
Think about it? You're not letting it go, are you?
No, I'm just, like, sad about it. Like, okay. I feel sad. Like, yesterday I was in the best mood ever. Mm. I didn't even talk to him for 6 days, and I was fine with that. But then he sent me a random message off his business page.
Oh, he did?
I told you this, right?
No.
So after he was really mean to me,
right.
I told you about those DMs,
of
right?
Of course.
I just did, I was like, I'm never reaching out ever again.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
So then on Sunday, I got a private DM from his business page, not his page. I follow both.
Right.
And he sent a video of like some new weed that's dropping.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, nice. I'll take a whole carton for when Gabby gets here. And then he writes back. He goes, I sent it by accident. And you know, on Instagram, you cannot send anyone a message on accident. You have
really?
To specifically choose who you are
no,
DMing.
I know, but maybe he did it from his business account by mistake, no?
No, even if it was a mistake, what I'm saying is you can't accidentally send someone a DM.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, you have to choose. Like, even
yeah,
if
you, I'm just thinking maybe he wanted to send it to you, but from the personal account, but that doesn't make sense.
No,
right?
It doesn't, no. Yeah. So then he was like, I sent that by accident. And I was like, okay, whatever. So before we got into an argument or whatever, my friend from Hawaii wants to buy like 100 boxes of him off a week, which is a lot of money.
Right.
And they were supposed to meet on the 7th, but we haven't been talking.
Right.
So right at that same time he DM'd me, that guy texted me and was like, hey, I never heard back. I'm going to Hawaii. Can I come on the 18th now
right.
to meet with him so they can have like a business meeting? So I screenshot and I sent it to him and I go, I would hate if drama between us prevented you from like expanding your brand or making money. How do you want me to handle this? Being nice, even though he doesn't deserve it. He goes, tell him those dates work. Thank you. So I was like, all right, no problem. And I was like, but can I get weed for when Gabby comes? And he just like left me on scene. Yeah. And I'm like, so did you purposely like hit me up? So I like to see if I would respond to you. Like, what was the point?
Right.
Because like there was definitely some motive behind that.
You think so? Mm-hmm. Because he seemed like he was trying to get rid of you. Why would he suddenly write to you?
Because I went ghost.
Right.
You
yeah, but
I mean?
If he doesn't care, he doesn't care.
Yeah, I mean, he definitely doesn't care.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, forget about it. You know, I mean, you shouldn't even talk to him, man. He's a fucking piece of shit.
Yeah,
he really is, you know.
He's not a nice person.
No, no. And that's what happens, you know. Money does that to people. If you're not nice to begin with, money's not going to make you nicer.
Right.
And conversely, if you're a nice person, money's not going to make you a terrible person.
Right.
Usually, you know, you keep your values. It doesn't matter if you have money or
right.
not. But he's an asshole. And I'm glad it worked out like this because you would have suffered a lot more if you had been involved with him and then he pulled that shit on you.
Right.
You know?
So it's funny.
You've been more invested in it.
This other Italian guy has been asking me out for like months, and I always make up excuses not to go. I mean, he's handsome. He's 42 though, has
right.
no kids, has never been married. I think that's a red flag for me.
Okay.
Like, I just think that's a little weird for me. So he actually popped up on People You May Know on Instagram. So I followed him, like, cause we text each other, but we don't follow each other on social media. So he followed back. And as I'm looking through his page, he's fucking friends with John.
Really?
I'm like, oh God, LA is so small.
It really is.
Like, everyone
way, you know?
Knows everybody. Everyone is fucking connected.
Right.
I'm like,
and it's weird because we have 4 million people.
Yeah,
here, you know?
But like everyone is like in the small
because
circle.
I think the circles, yeah. The
I'm
small
like, oh,
circles,
God,
you know?
Now you're out. Now you're not an option.
Yeah.
God.
Oh, God, the social media has ruined fucking relationships, man.
110%.
Because if you couldn't know he was friends with him, what do you care, you know?
Right. But now I know that you're
now
friends with
know.
Him and now I'm like, I'm not even going down this road.
Right.
I'm not even doing it.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that sucks, man. So I'm dealing through something a little different, but this woman keeps pushing me to date this woman, right?
Yeah, the one from the studio.
Yeah, and the one that I couldn't find any, couldn't make her, I don't know, there was no conversation really on the phone. She seems to always take forever to answer. And
yeah,
then
you
she
were saying
just
that.
Drops. So I met with a quote-unquote matchmaker. I saw yesterday. She's like, well, what's going on? I said, well, I started a text conversation. She just dropped it. And that's it. I said, I'd rather call anyway. But I was trying to establish a time to call. And it's like kind of fucking trying to get water out of stone or something.
Right.
You know? So, but she says, no, you really should. And she likes you and she wants you to take, she told me she wants you to take her to lunch, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, okay, you know, but I don't see anything there. I don't even see there's any personality. She's like, well, maybe she, I think she's pretty shy and all that. I said, you know what? I'll give her the benefit of the doubt.
Right, right.
So I texted her again last night, right? I'm like, so I want to take you out. Do you want lunch or dinner? She writes an hour later. I prefer lunch. I'm like, okay. So tomorrow, Thursday, this, no response. No response. It's fucking last night. What the fuck?
What time last night?
If you're like interested, even if you're shy, but someone's already making the effort,
right,
at least you can answer the text.
What time last night though?
10:30 or something. So maybe it was late. You
know? I mean, she might be asleep.
I mean, that's the time she answered.
But it's now 10:30. That's 12 hours.
Right.
And no grown-ass woman is waking up at 10:30 in the morning.
No, no. She could have. And you know what? And, the busy excuse is not acceptable, you know?
Right.
I mean, everybody's busy. But if this is important to you, you take a few minutes and you make a conversation.
Right.
Not only that, I expect a woman when I start talking to her to actually make a conversation, not just follow my questions.
Right.
Right?
Right.
To see some kind of initiative. Nothing. Nothing. And I'm going, shit, man, you know, this could work. If it did, it would be nice, you know.
Right.
She's younger, she's pretty and all that, but it's not going anywhere.
Yeah,
so
no, I would say that's done.
Right, so I think I should just give up on this.
Yeah, move on. Next.
Yeah. See, that's the problem. I keep moving on, so I never stay with anyone.
I know. It sucks.
Yeah, but, you know, something could happen on that. Who knows? I don't really care. You know, I have a friend every other day meets a different woman. It's like with me, I don't meet anybody.
Right.
So, yeah. And online is definitely not the place for me to be looking for love. That's for sure.
No. Because I don't think online is where anyone should be looking for love.
Because on paper, I'm not desirable. You know what I'm saying? Because of my age and all that stuff. And, you know, but otherwise, yeah, you know, like in real person. Remember when we were talking to the couple we had here, the young girl and the older man.
Right.
So he was about my age. He was 32, right? But they met in person. If on paper, they never would have met.
No, never.
So that's what I'm saying. You know, I got to be out there meeting people rather than taking the easy road, thinking, oh, it's going to work in social media.
Exactly.
Online.
Exactly.
But it doesn't. I can't seem to be attracting anybody. So that sucks, man. Yeah.
I would just be scared to be with someone that much older than me because of like children wise, like,
yeah, well,
you know, he's older. Like if she has a kid now, like by the time the kid's 20, he's going to be like,
right,
80.
70. Yeah. 70 something.
Yeah.
Right? I was thinking about that, but you know what? Then I was also thinking, cause she said she wants to have kids.
Mm-hmm.
So I was thinking, you know, it's like the kid is more for the woman, you know?
Right.
I mean, he's still going to have a father for a while, but it's really for the woman, you know, and if she wants it and stuff.
I don't know. I don't necessarily think that's true, though.
No, I mean, I know, but it's usually the women that are under pressure, like, you know, I need to have a kid now, you know. I think that's where she's at.
Well, yeah, no, 32, I'm probably going to feel that, too.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, my God,
no,
it's
but
time.
No, but the one I'm talking about is, like, probably late 30s, so you know she's under pressure.
Oh, and she doesn't have kids.
No. Mm. She hasn't been married yet. Mm. So, yeah. No.
Well, she has to wait till marriage. A lot of people don't even wait for marriage anymore.
Oh, I know. I don't know if she would want to or not, but what do I know?
Right.
I don't mind having a kid. How many people can say that, you know? my age.
So you would have a kid right now?
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. Well,
she takes care of it.
Oh my God! No, you have to take care of it too.
I would too, of course. It's just that you know you realize you don't have the energy you used to when you were 20 or 30 years old.
No.
That's why people should have kids when they're younger.
Right.
When you have more energy and patience. Yeah. So Gabby's coming when?
Tomorrow,
right?
Mm-hmm.
Tomorrow night?
Mm-hmm.
I made room for her on Thursday to come in. Or Friday.
Thursday, she's going to be too jet lagged for
right,
sure.
Right, right.
Because we're probably not going to go to bed till like 2 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
You know?
She can still drag her ass into here maybe and just sit back and relax. But she's going to stay home sleeping.
Yeah, she'll be asleep. Really? That bitch can sleep. And she's not going to have a kid. She's going to be... Oh, she's going to be sleeping.
Yeah, but
it.
She's not coming here to sleep. She's coming here to have fun.
Yeah, but Friday she'll be better.
I know, but we're going to have cool guests on Thursday too.
Well, maybe if she's feeling like it, but I'm not going to put a gun to her head,
exactly,
you know?
Exactly, yeah. But tell her, you'll be missing a lot. And what do you gain by sleeping, you know?
Right.
Nothing.
Right.
So, yeah. Going to have to give notice soon. Mm-hmm. My apartment. It's becoming real now.
Yeah, 30 days.
Yeah. So it's becoming real now, you know? I don't know. I'm excited. I can't wait, man.
I mean, if you're excited about it, that's all that matters.
Exactly. I mean, it's given me something to look forward to. You
right.
know? I'm going to live in a new place.
Right.
Wow. Haven't said that in a long time. And we'll see, you know? I mean, I don't know what kind of people I'm going to meet there, but I imagine in a smaller town, it's probably easier to meet people.
Right. And it's probably like one of those places where everyone kind of like knows everybody.
Right.
Yeah.
You know?
Like when you go to the grocery store, you'll probably end up knowing like the butcher or the deli guy. Like,
right.
You know?
I'm just wondering, you know, since it's essentially a tourist and retirement town.
Right.
How many younger people I'll meet. But it's not like I'm that young, but there's a lot of people older than me.
Right.
But you also wonder, well, where are all the young people? I mean, there's got to be some.
Probably
young
in like Portland.
You think they all move as soon as they're old?
Well, that's
to
like
live.
A really popular college town too.
Yeah.
Like,
well, the college town is Eugene, but do they have a Portland University?
Mm-hmm.
They do.
Mm-hmm.
University of Portland.
I feel like a lot of people that
because
I follow on Instagram.
Because the University of Oregon is in Eugene. I was there.
Yeah, not sure, but there's a lot of people that I follow on Instagram that go to college in Portland.
Really?
Yeah. And I only know that because they add the tag. You know how you can add location?
Right.
They add the location. It says Portland.
Oh, okay. Let's see. University in Portland, Oregon. Portland State University. University of Portland. Okay, yeah. So there's universities there. Yeah, I guess that's where they go. There's also Salem, which is an hour away. That's the state capital.
Yeah.
It's about.
I thought
an
you were talking
away.
About Massachusetts for a second because I'm like Salem's in Massachusetts.
Yeah, right. Yeah, no, like Portland is also in Maine.
Mm-hmm.
Like Portland.
Yeah,
Maine.
Yeah. I've been there.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, I know. I only know about it.
Maine's
because,
not that far. It's like a couple hours.
Yeah.
From Massachusetts.
Yeah, I only know about it because Stephen King, the author, came from there. He still lives there in Portland, Maine. So that's, you know, so he writes
that's why
about
he, that's where he comes up with all his fucking psychotic
weird,
shit.
Weird shit, I know.
He's probably buried a couple of bodies, let's be serious. I always wonder that. I'm like, do people actually, like, you know, do some crazy shit to come up with their stories? Because any movie that you ever see about, like, an author or something, they, like, be killing people.
No, and you also wonder if their mind can go there.
Right.
Are they able to actually do shit like that, you know?
Right.
But, so I just read He released a new book, but it's really short, like 130 pages. It's a novella, but it's really cool story. This guy starts losing weight.
Is it called The Thinner?
No, not Thinner.
Okay, I was like, oh,
no,
God.
Thinner was his also, but in that one, he was cursed by an Indian guy.
Yeah.
And he started losing weight and all that, became really skinny. But
well, he died in it.
Yeah, well, but listen, here, the situation is different because when he gets on the scale, he's losing weight. And he starts at like 260 or something. Right. So every day he's losing a little bit of weight. But what he realizes, there's no change to his body. His body stays the same. Now, so then he goes to his friend, doctor, and he tells him about it. He says, I don't understand that. He says, well, So he says, look, I'm going to wear clothes and hold a couple of weights and see what happens. He gets on the scale with the weights, same weight. So it doesn't matter what he touches or what he holds. It doesn't change his weight, right? Mm-hmm. But he keeps losing weight.
Right.
So now he gets to 130 pounds and he still looks the same. And he still looks the same. So he's like, what the fuck's happened, right? So he never really tells you what really happened, why it's like that.
I know, like, how does this end?
But but the thing is, what makes you think about is, look, weight of somebody, weight is made of mass, which is your body, and gravity. Now, if your mass doesn't change, it means something's going on with the gravity, right? So it doesn't have as much effect on you. And then he was able to win like a marathon and some, because he felt a lot lighter on his feet, you know?
But it's like, that's a little, that sounds a little bit like thinner.
Yeah.
I mean, kinda, it's just a little different, but like, how does that movie end? Like, what happens when he gets
You
want to
know at the end what happened?
Yeah. I mean, I'm never going to read it. Unless he makes it a movie, I'm never going to, like, I don't read books like that.
Yeah.
You know? So what happens? What happens?
I don't know if I want to tell you.
Just tell me. He gets to 0 pounds and dies?
No, he just kind of floats, man. He like, you know, I mean, the thing about it, listen, I mean, after
floats
a while,
where?
Into the air, into the sky, and with fireworks and stuff, you know, it's like, and that's how it is.
You that is the worst.
Like a fucking balloon.
Okay, so what's the purpose of the story?
What's the purpose? To make you think. That's what all it is. It's about people dealing with shit in their lives, you know? And the side stories, too, you know? So you had neighbors. And they sort of made up and all that stuff. So I enjoyed it. It was a short story, but it was cool, you know? So I just gave away the ending. It's called Elevation by Stephen King. And it's still cool to read, you know? Yeah. But you imagine, like, the ending is going to be weird. I mean, where is he going to go when
that's what I said.
Gets to zero.
Yeah, like, what is he going to do? Right. And, like, no one's going to be like, hey, where did Doug go?
So there's no gravity on him, you know? No, I mean, towards the end, he started, like, floating to the ceiling and stuff. He had to, he installed, what did they call them? I don't know, but, like, straps so he could walk without floating.
That's so stupid. Like, what did he do when he goes outside?
Well, he didn't. At that point, he didn't go out anymore. Like, what I'm saying is, it was getting worse all the time. You know, so only
well, thank God for Postmates. He can just order some food, get it delivered.
No, he had neighbors and stuff. He let them in on it. But that was weird.
Yeah. That's why he hasn't made a movie of that, because that's not going to be a hit.
Right.
That's not. It's definitely not going to be a hit.
No. Wow. Yeah, he had a book called Sleeping Beauties, also pretty weird. Like, every woman, if she fell asleep, she would be cocooned, you know, like kind of
like a butterfly.
Like a butterfly.
Mm-hmm. And then what happened?
And then, you know, and they would be sleeping, right? But you can't wake them up or anything. So, and then if you start pulling on all the shit on the cocoon and stuff,
they die.
No, they become like really violent. They wake up and become like zombies and shit. They like fucking like will tear your eyes out and shit like that.
And even then they just go back to sleep.
Even little girls, you know?
That's so weird.
Right?
But I mean, whatever works in a book, I guess.
That's what I'm saying. He's got a mind that's unbelievable, you know? So it's like, because when he presents a natural situation, then you start to think, okay, how's everybody going to deal with this now?
You know?
It's like, you know, what do they go? Why are they like dead? You know, I mean, they're essentially like dead.
Right.
You know, they're never going to be the same again.
Mm-mm.
So imagine, you know, you have a wife and a daughter and you try to keep them awake all the time. And so they started doing cocaine and meth and shit like that to stay awake, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But at the end, they all fell asleep. You know?
Yeah, that's weird.
But then I dropped the book in the middle because
you weren't into it.
It was too long and it was kind of repetitive.
And you weren't into it.
Yeah, I didn't feel it was going anywhere. But I've read a lot of his books, man, and they're all weird. But they're good. They're good. So are you watching any good TV shows, like series now?
Yeah, Manifest, which is new.
What
so
is
good.
That about?
These people got onto a flight and they end up landing. It like just seems like, you know, a normal flight. But when they land, the plane had disappeared for 5 years.
Wow.
Yeah, it's actually a really good show.
I like that.
Yeah, so like they start coming back and like start seeing shit and having visions and stuff like that. So that's a good show. How to Get Away with Murder. American Horror Story, obviously.
You like that?
Oh, yeah.
I've never seen it. What is it, like separate episodes?
Every season is something new.
Oh, okay, but it goes the whole season?
The whole season. So this one's called Apocalypse.
Okay.
And it ties in like a couple other seasons into it, so it's interesting. The Purge made a show, which is pretty good.
Yeah.
That's a movie. Have you seen the movie?
No.
Yeah. The Purge is fucked up.
Really?
So basically in America, everyone gets one day to purge, and it brings the crime rate down. So for 24 hours, people can kill other people.
Oh, really?
Without getting in trouble.
Oh, God.
So they made that a movie, and now it's a USA series, and that's pretty good.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. What else? I think that's pretty much all I've got on my plate right now.
Yeah.
Other than
that. God, there's so many shows.
Yeah. I watched the whole...
I want to find a couple. I don't know where to start.
Well, I watched that the whole series of The Haunting of Hill House on Netflix.
Yeah.
Gave me nightmares.
Really?
Mm-hmm. It started off really scary, like horrifying. And then the last episode, I was like crying because it was emotional. I'm like, what the fuck? Who cries during a scary series? God. You know?
That's funny.
I feel like I'm going to cry right now.
Why?
I don't know. That's my mood today.
Really?
Yeah. I've been holding back tears.
Wow. Okay, let's go into something funny then, or do you want to connect with those deals right now?
No, I don't want to connect with them. I will in my car when I get out of here.
What do you think of this husband whose wife disappeared at sea? And
was he with her?
Yeah, he was with her.
He killed her.
Well, he's been blamed for manslaughter, involuntary manslaughter, because apparently what happened is she fell overboard and... And they're saying he didn't turn around to look for her. He didn't use flares. He didn't call anybody.
Did he? He probably pushed her.
You see, he reported her missing in a distress call.
How do you not notice your wife going overboard? That doesn't make any sense.
No, he noticed, but I don't know what he said. Why did he say? He pleaded guilty in their death, but... They wanted to give him
See,
a
if I ever
charge.
Get into a relationship and the dude's like, yo, let's go snorkeling or diving. I'm like, you can go snorkeling and diving.
Right.
I'm going to be in the hotel getting my tan on by the pool.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like there's been so many stories and Lifetime movies and cases where dudes think that's the best way to kill their wife.
Yeah,
like,
I know.
You're going to get caught, dude.
Right.
Especially if you're the only one on the boat with her.
Yeah.
You know what
and
I mean?
She, and he didn't insist that she wear a life vest. She wasn't a good swimmer. So something's
fishy, right? Yeah, something's definitely fishy, and she's an idiot. If you don't know how to swim, you shouldn't be having your husband convince you to get on a boat.
But maybe she trusted him, you know?
Yeah, it sucks when you trust a dude and they just fucking rip your heart out and stomp on it.
She wasn't trained how to handle emergencies. He was. Apparently, he was on the life raft.
Mm-mm. Nope.
Fuck. I mean... You know, even if something happened, don't you, like, turn around and look for your wife?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
God,
what
that's the
hell?
First thing I would be doing.
Mm-mm.
So what is it with people? I don't know. They don't care if their spouses die.
Right, they don't.
Yeah.
They literally don't.
A lot of shit's happening. The Queen movie is doing very well.
My roommate actually went to go see it. Remember I was talking shit? I was like, no one my age is going to see it.
Yeah.
Nope, that's false.
But you're not seeing it? You don't want to see it?
No, I have no interest. That's not my type of music. I wasn't like a fan of him. Like
that's
if it was
true.
like Tupac, I saw, Straight Outta Compton, I saw like stuff like that I'm into. Like I'll see, but I wasn't like a Queen fan.
Right.
So it doesn't
so
make sense.
Really
for me.
Relate.
Yeah, and I just don't care.
Yeah. Okay, I get you.
Mm-hmm.
I get you. Because it's probably got a lot of music in it.
Right.
Yeah. Like Star is Born. Did you see it yet?
No. I'll see it when it comes to like DVD.
Yeah, you should definitely see it. Can you believe like 3 or 4 songs are on top of the charts from that movie?
Right.
Yeah. Well, it is Lady Gaga.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
It's not hard.
That was bound
to
happen. Yeah, she's got some mega fans. Like super duper fans.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's very cool, yeah. So, yeah, former NFL player dies at age of 38.
Oh, I didn't see that.
Yeah, I don't know who that is. Let me see. Vince Manuai.
How did he die? 38, so young.
Yeah. Collapsed. Excuse me. My cough really sucks today. So he collapsed in his apartment, or moving his apartment or something. And you never know, you know?
You just never know.
38 years old, man. I mean, this guy is like young.
Right.
You know, 13-year-old girl abducted outside her home. I think that's in North Carolina or something. Let me just double check. Yeah, in North Carolina. I mean, shit, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Get abducted outside your home. Now, that's scary stuff, right?
Yeah. I mean, these predators are like everywhere, and you just never know where they could literally be just sitting in a car watching houses for like when they're going to snatch.
Yeah.
That makes me scared to have kids for sure. Because you can't, like, there's nothing you can do to, like, stop stuff like that from happening, you know?
Yeah. Wow. Yeah, that's pretty sad, you know? I mean, that would scare me to death. And, it's pretty bad, man. Okay, so, and finally...
See?
What did I want to say? Now I forgot, you see? But, so people are telling me that that Seattle is pretty nice to live in. Have you been to Seattle at all?
No.
I've been there once. It was really nice.
It rains
visit.
A lot.
Right, it rains a lot, but so is Oregon.
I know.
So, and that's why I brought it up, because I was thinking, you know, there's like millions of people living in rain every day.
Right.
And they're not complaining.
Right.
I'll be able to do just fine.
Yeah.
And I'm telling you, this sunny day.
I mean, you
got to
go and just figure it out for yourself.
Yeah.
You know?
Exactly. But it's funny, when you look on the map, it's always there in the corner of the map, you see rain, you know? It's like the rest of the country is dry.
I know.
But in that northwestern corner, you see rain.
Gabby said it's been raining in Boston like every single day, too.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. Well, she loved the weather here. There's no rain in sight here.
I know.
At all. It never is.
She's like, should I pack like sweaters? I was like, no.
Yeah, right.
Nope. You'll be good without them.
Yeah, just long sleeve for nighttime and that's good enough, you know? Yeah. Did you know that NASA said they found like a crashed craft, but that was like a long time ago in New Mexico or something, right?
Okay.
But they're saying it was an alien. That, you know, it was some kind of a robotic thing that was built by people and it fell, you know, it was sent to space, came back. I don't know what the story is on
this. Yeah, that's a little confusing.
Right?
If it was built by people, it's not an alien.
Right.
Yeah.
So
I mean,
it's not like a flying saucer.
Yeah.
It's not extraterrestrial.
That's just a project gone wrong.
Or something, yeah. But they didn't know at first what it was, I guess, you know. So, anyway, who cares?
I believe in aliens, though, for sure. 100%.
I know you do, but you'll never get to see any.
So, hopefully not.
You never will. Don't worry about it.
Hopefully not.
All right. Well, that's it for today, folks. We sure appreciate you listening. Go out and vote. I don't have to repeat that. If you don't want to, don't. I don't really care. I just laugh because the people that tell everybody to go vote, then they get mad at you when you vote a certain way. So what they're saying is vote my way or don't vote.
Yeah, just do what you got to do.
Exactly. On that note, folks, thank you all for listening. Thank you, Danny.
Uh-huh.
See you tomorrow.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Danny, only on LA Talk Radio.